TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Alrighty, well, I am recording.
I am recording, guys.
I am also recording, bleep bloop.
Fellow human,
all we are is pieces of things swishing around in the air.
Didn't think it would get me that time, but it did.
He's like, I saw where you were going. I didn't think you had me, but you got me. You got me.
I disconnect my optical sensors only for a nanosecond, and the nanosecond departs.
I don't even know what that means.
It's the first verse of the song.
Oh.
But so, I close my eyes only for a moment and the moment's gone.
Oh, got it. I was just laughing because it sounded silly.
It's both those things.
It works on so many levels.
Two yeah, levels.
Yes.
That's so many. It's so many.
Let's start the show.
It's more than one and less than infinity.
Yep.
Oh, hang on. Noah's still doing this bit.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I said, let's start the show. You're still jibber-jabbering.
Yeah. I got to tell you about some things. Let me tell you about life.
All right. It's delicious. Cinnamon
is the best
kind.
I was born a poor... What? Oh, fuck.
Poor black child.
No, you don't remember what you were born?
Well,
I was born... Wait. Shit.
Stephen Colbert said something. He was born something, a goat herder? I try to remember his line.
Oh, I thought you were going for the jerk.
Oh, no.
It starts off, I was born a poor black child. I remember the days sitting on the porch with my family, et cetera, et cetera.
Tim, is your child going crazy?
Yeah, there is a bath happening on the other side of this wall, and bath time is not quiet time. So, listeners, enjoy.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh. And record it, so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week we talk a lot about Black Mirror, we talk meteors, Andy's in-laws moving to town, and some movies that Noah saw. And when you hear this sound... That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast. Welcome to TanCast. Yeah.
TanCast back again. Blah, blah,
damn,
blah, 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 bloop, beep, bloop.
I got half the chub from that.
All right. Well,
damn,
mission accomplished.
Tim, I got no chub from that.
I mean, well, it's me, so that is the anatomical equivalent of a full chub from a normal human male.
Wait, are you trying to say that your dick is so big that a half chub is a full chub?
Nope, I'm saying I've only got a half to give you.
All right.
But I gave you my all, and it was a half.
Half, half whole.
And I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast, and I think I'm the whole in that. Half,
I'm,
half
the, I'm the half-half.
Well, you're both half. One and two half white guys.
And his name is goddamn Noah.
Yes, that's
it. It's Rumpelstiltskin.
No, it's just Noah.
It's Rumpelstiltskin.
It's missing foreskin.
I wouldn't say I'm missing it, Bob.
Some days I wonder.
I never wonder.
Yep, me either.
I'm like, what would this shrimpy little thing look like if it had a turtleneck?
Supposed to be more pleasurable.
Hmm.
The intercourse.
Yes, thank you. For who? Me or the person upon whom is the unfortunate victim of my lovemaking skills?
You.
Oh.
I don't know if it makes much difference for the other person, although I think some people are into it for the aesthetics. I mean, I feel like I've heard some ladies, they have a preference. I'm trying to remember what their reasons were, but I do not remember.
Ladies, call in.
Yep.
Our phone lines are open. 1-800-4-SKIN.
1-800, so mix like, kick those nasty thoughts.
That was 900.
Maybe got foreskin.
I mean, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to make you pay.
Okay. Well, Sir Mix-a-Lot certainly was.
Yeah, he's not giving it away, man. He knew this was going to be his one hit, and he had to make money off this phone sex line.
He had some other hits. My posse's on Broadway.
Whew. The fact that you remember the song, I don't know if that makes it a hit, quote-unquote.
Well, I mean, votes
Square
are
dance rap.
2-1 against on this podcast alone, Noah.
Really? You guys, you think you know music that well?
Yeah.
Hip-hop, specifically?
I could sing along.
I have a finger on the pulse.
Hip-hop I'm okay with. I could sing along with literally every song that was done at karaoke the other night.
I'm not saying they're mega hits, but I'm just saying, you know.
All right.
They made a mark.
Okay. I mean, so does my luggage on my hallways, but I'll accept it, I guess.
Yes, you will.
Yeah.
Quump.
I'll accept all of it.
I was going to call you the other word, but I said no.
Oh. Yeah, no. And he doesn't deserve to be called a bitch. He has not risen to that level.
I just want to call you a bitch.
He has not birthed a litter of puppies.
Oh, yep, there's Posse on Broadway.
Are you looking him up?
Yep. Baby got back. Like, most of the results are Baby Got Back.
Ah, me, yeah, that's not surprising.
People who... Oh, My Hoopty?
Oh, yeah.
People who search for him also search for Vanilla Ice, Nicki Minaj, Ice-T, Busta Rhymes, Kid Sensation, and MC Hammer.
I get the Vanilla Ice. I get the MC Hammer. The Nicki Minaj makes me think that that's people looking for large derriers.
Did she do some version of the song, perhaps?
No, she has one.
Yes, thank you, Mike. You fuckhead.
I'm sure she has a song talking about her derriere.
Yes.
And I was wondering
My
if
lumps.
She sampled that.
She might have.
Buttermilk biscuits. Square dance rap.
Yeah, that's
Put them on the glass. Beepers, jump on it.
Wait, what are you reading?
I'm reading all of his hits, quote unquote. And you can quote me on the quote unquote.
I forgot he did Put them on the glass.
Swap Meet Louie.
Oh, yeah.
The only reason I know Put Him on the Glass is because the music video for it is basically softcore porn.
Are they putting them on the glass, Andy?
They put them on the glass.
Are they
yes.
putting them on the glass, Andy?
They actively put them on the glass.
Is the glass being put upon?
Yes, by them. They are put upon the glass.
Seattle ain't bullshitting.
Are they placing them upon the clear material made of sand?
Yes. Huh. So, I'm Maka. Looking at his singles list from Wikipedia.
The boss is back!
Baby Got Back peaked at number one on the U.S. chart, the U.S. dance singles chart, but only number seven on the U.S. rap chart. Interesting, but not unexpected. It means rap fans liked a lot of other rap that was out at the same time a lot more than that. But in general, society was like, yes, asses!
Who doesn't like them?
He's got a song called Iron Man. I wonder if it's about the superhero.
When did it come out?
1988.
I don't know.
I'm guessing it was probably about his penis.
Or how good he is in the sack.
Yes, which would be at least penis-related.
Penis?
Not necessarily.
Adjacent?
Could be all, you know, tongue, finger. I don't know, maybe like exceptionally skillful use of a knee.
That's enough of that.
Are they sampling Iron Man?
They are, yes.
Yes, they are. Although in the yes. video, someone's actually playing it on the guitar to try and fool you.
Okay. I am Iron Man. What is that yep. song about?
About a guy who's turned to steel in the great magnetic field and... Yes.
And... He's risen from the grave and he kills the people he once saved. It's to be taken literally, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't think you answered my text, or maybe I didn't ask it. Are you still watching Black Mirror, Tim?
It's actually Vengeance from the Grave.
I wrapped them shits up.
Wait, all the seasons?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's only four, and there's like six episodes max.
It's still a time commitment.
Yeah. I mean, listeners may notice that, boy, it took a long time for that episode they recorded last Saturday to get up.
Yeah, it just came out, actually.
Oh, that's weird. Did you notice that?
I did. I was like, oh, look at that. I mean, I didn't notice that it didn't come out, but then I noticed, I'm like, oh, that's a little late. Is that because you were watching Black Mirror?
Huh? What?
What do you think overall? More hits and misses?
Absolutely. Yeah, I enjoyed it quite a bit. Although I will tell you, like, because a lot of it I watched while the family was out of town, and so just sitting alone in your house watching Black Mirror put you on ease for some ill at ease for some reason.
What? I don't know why.
Even though it's not like there are horror stories where there's a guy like lurking in your house or anything.
It's just the dark.
Yeah.
They some of them take you to some dark places. You're like, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
How far is Andy in?
Andy just finished the one where General Hugs gripped Peggy Carter's boob. That was not my only takeaway from the episode, but it's how I'm going to describe it.
I'll be right back. That's the one he finished.
All right. Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the first episode of the second season.
That was an odd one.
Yes.
I mean, not that any of them are like, oh, that's a normal episode. They go out to dinner. And then they go home.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That one was, oof, yeah.
Yeah.
And the ending was like, oh.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you think of the town one, Tim? I forget the name now.
Oh, love that one. Yeah, San Junipero Ribeiro.
Yeah, that was so good.
Junipero.
I think
that a lot of people say that is the best episode of the series.
It was definitely up there. I definitely like it's more of a slow one, but the one with the bees.
Yeah, that one, yeah. I heard they might revisit some of those characters.
Yeah, like, I remember when I was, my friend Aaron, the girl I was dating for a while back, she did not like it at first. I'm like, oh, just finish it, because she hadn't finished it. I'm like, it gets good. And she was like, that was really good. I'm like, I told you.
Oh, and Andy, you're going to love the first episode of the fourth season.
That's the rating one, right?
No, that's the first episode of the third season.
Oh.
First episode of the fourth season is the thinly veiled Star Trek parody.
Oh, yes. Oof, that was dark.
Whew, yeah, that has some darkness in
that. Oh, and that, yeah, it's a good turn in that one, in that episode. You're like, you go and think one thing, you're like, oh, never mind.
You're like, oh, I know what's... Oh, I know nothing. Fuck it, I'll just watch this.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite shows on TV.
I will say, though, like, afterwards I went to look for online discussion about it. People love to shit all over that show.
Oh, do they?
Apparently.
I haven't looked
at it. Or maybe just the online forums I go to are overly negative. But I was like, wow, all right, well, you people, I don't need you people in my life. I enjoyed it.
I mean, it's certainly not perfect, and there's some episodes where you're just like, eh, but like overall, I'm just like, yep. Is there going to be another season? Do we know?
Yes. Sweet. They haven't said when, but yes, they are currently working on another season.
Excellent.
Nice.
Tim, did you watch this special with John Hamm?
Of course.
Is that on Netflix as well?
Yeah.
Okay. I remember when I originally watched it, like, I think it was on Netflix, but for some reason they didn't have the special episode. Like, they had, like, the first two seasons, but not the special episode.
Ah. No, yeah, it was part of the second season when I watched it.
That was dark, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, oof. Ah, that's...
It reminded me of the fourth season finale in that it's, like, it's one story, but it's actually three stories, which is clever.
And you need to get on that shit, son.
I do. Yeah. Yep. I do. Definitely.
Quit having a family and kids and wives and shit. And just be like Tim.
Yeah, just send them off somewhere.
Send them off somewhere.
I keep trying, but they just won't leave.
Just throw like a stake out the front door. And then as soon as they go through it, just lock it.
I thought it was interesting that the fourth season finale, the gal who was in it, Shiri, what's her name from Black Panther, the sister?
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about, but I'm blanking on her name, yeah.
Mm-hmm, me too.
So when she had a chance to audition for it while she was working on Black Panther, and so the dude from Get Out, who was also in Black Panther, helped her with her audition. She taped her audition with him since he was in like the second episode of Black Mirror, I'm sure that led some weight to her audition.
It's so funny because like he was not on my radar at all when I first watched it, and so I think I remember the character, but I do not like remember him being Get Out guy.
Get Out guy.
Get Out guy.
Get Out guy. He gets out guy.
I can say it over and over again. That episode was dark. Like
Black Mirror. That episode was dark.
towards the end, you're like, oh fuck.
Did you notice at one point at every single episode, someone looks in a mirror for a while?
I didn't notice that. Huh. I mean, that's gotta be on purpose, right?
I assume. I was like, I wonder if that's. Wait, this is happening all the time. It must be on purpose. Sometimes it's not an actual mirror. It's like just a glass, but it's being reflective and they're using it as one.
Okay. What did you think about Hang the DJ, Tim?
I enjoyed that one a bit. Quite a bit.
It was interesting.
You didn't like that one, huh?
I was just like, okay, like, what's going on? I mean, there's definitely parts I liked about it. But yeah, it was interesting. I mean, I can't... For me, I don't think there was anything any of them I hated. I feel like for the most part, I liked some version of them. Like, I mean, some part of them.
I enjoyed Playtest for a while. I'll say that. But there were parts I didn't like. How about that?
I have some guesses. I have one guess.
It turned out Darth Vader was his father.
Yes. No, Tim. I have a guess.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
He thought it was an eye injury.
Yes.
No. I mean, I understand why Tim didn't like it.
Oh. Well, yeah, then I got another guess. But I'm not just going to keep on guessing. I'll just watch it.
Yeah, just watch it.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Have you seen the people who've done like a breakdown of timeline of how of what the timeline of this alternate universe is?
No, are they all connected?
I mean, the creator has said they're not, but then he keeps putting nods to other episodes in future episodes.
Yeah. Well, I know specifically the special, the John Hamm special had a nod to like another episode, right? Like,
well, so did the bees one.
Okay.
Oh, White Bear. That's a great episode. I was going to say, the bees one had a nod to White Bear, and then I remembered that White Bear was a great, although, wait for it, dark episode. Oh, here's what I'll tell you, Andy.
Uh-huh.
Don't read before you watch an episode, don't read the Netflix little synopsis of it before you press start.
Oh, I try to avoid that at all times.
Like,
I can't remember which.
Did they spoil something?
Yeah, I can't remember which episode it was, but I was like, oh, well, now I'm just going to sit here waiting through most of the episode for that thing they described in the Netflix.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, I remember specifically when it was. It was like the. Hey.
Bless you. You sound like you're angry.
Sneeze, but it's
sneeze.
Not happening.
Like, oh, you sneeze. Oh, check him out.
It's the soldier one. I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. If you see soldiers in the screen, don't read any further.
You got it.
By the way, now that we've thoroughly discussed Black Mirror, how was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Well, Hardcore Henry is on Netflix.
Ooh,
I watched that.
And what did you think of it?
It was kind of crazy and fun and fucking weird. Like,
yep.
Like, what is going on? Why does that guy keep coming back?
I think I already reviewed it on Tancast, but yeah, I think we agree. I actually rewatched it. I was like, I wonder how this holds up. And it's still like, like, this thing is ridiculous, but man, is it compelling. And holy shit, Charlton Copley. It's just like, oh man. Like, he has to carry so much of that movie.
Is that the South African guy?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I like him.
He was, me too, man. Yeah.
He was in Mission Impossible.
Let's see.
Yes. He plays the villain.
I mean, huh. I don't think that's really a spoiler. Like, he's in the trailer.
Okay.
There it is, Hardcore Henry, right there on Netflix.
Yep. It's kind of like playing a first-person shooter, but you're just watching, and you don't have to actually engage your brain enough to think of what to do next.
But it's also just fucking nuts.
Oh, yeah. Whole
like,
thing
it's
is
just,
nuts.
Like, all over the place, like, story-wise, like, mm-hmm. what's that? What's going on here? Who's this?
Yeah, especially when you get the first, who's this? Why is he back?
Yeah, yeah. You're like, wait, what the fuck? I don't know what's going on.
Oh, man. And when they reveal, like, what is actually going on, like, that scene is just fucking amazing.
Yeah, I kind of forget, like, what the... I'll have to look it up. Like, what the central thing was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, not the central thing, but just the, like, why is this person back? When they explain...
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Like, why that person keeps coming back. Like, that whole scene is just... It's amazing.
But I also forget, like, what the, like... What the thing was, like, what was going on?
I'll text it to you, but...
Okay.
Not really important. Like, this is a movie where plot is definitely secondary.
Yeah, okay.
I remember when that movie came out, and at my local theater, I'm like, why didn't you put this in the XD moving seats? If ever a movie was made for it, it's this one.
Holy shit, yes.
I mean, I know it wasn't, like, a wide enough release, that's probably why.
Yeah.
But I'm like, look, if you were going to sell me a, hey, your seat moves while you're watching the movie ticket, this was the one to do it on.
That would have been amazing.
Unrelated. I saw this picture from the movie, the Christopher Robin movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Winnie the Pooh is standing on the counter looking down at Ewan McGregor. Mm-hmm. It says, it's over, Christopher Robin. I have the high ground. I love a good prequel joke.
Oh, that is good. Fuck, there was something that happened this week. I think there was something that I watched that wasn't Hardcore Henry. But now I cannot for the life of me remember what it was, and I was eager to talk about it.
Was it the meteor shower last night?
Fuck. No, but I did watch that.
So did we. We went out into the middle of the nowhere to watch it.
I didn't even know that was going on.
Saw nary a meteor.
There weren't nearly
other
as many.
People see them while our back was turned.
Yeah, Drew didn't see any either. Caitlin and I both saw several. But also, Caitlin and I, like, we've watched meteor showers before Drew was even born. And the only other meteor shower that we actually took him out to go watch, because it was supposed to be, like, you know, an all-time high, because whatever comet its dust comes from had, like, just swung through. He still remembers it, but it was, like, that evening was, like, chock-a-block with meteors. Like, there was like, the highest point of the time was, like, just watch a section of the sky, you're going to see one in the next minute or two. Which, that's... So it's not like a fireworks show. And I think last night that's kind of what Drew was expecting. So then he spent a lot of time, like, kind of wandering around the parking lot that we had found and that was, you know, in a dark area out in the middle of... As close to nowhere as we could get without, like, actually getting into sketchy nowhere areas. That's the thing, is like there's a lot of areas where I was like, ooh, this is dark, and then I realized someone owns this land and this area is country as fuck.
There was like there's some sort of like camping meetup from this group that I don't know does something. I know. The group that does something.
Oh yeah, that's great description.
But it was like first of all, Apple gave us the completely wrong directions. If our Prius didn't have a separate GPS, we would have just never gone there. Because, like, the Apple just took us in the wrong direction and had us stop at night. And, like, this isn't even the street name that we said. it was, like, a big thing. Like, there was camping. Like, you could stay overnight and camp at this place. They had, like, you know, a campfire sing-along type thing. We didn't really do much with... I mean, we went to look at the campfire because James liked it. There was, like, hot cocoa and food. And then, like, there was a bunch of astronomers with, like, big telescopes that they brought out. And so you could, like... While we were waiting to see the meteors, like, we got to see Saturn. Like, and you could see it really well.
Nice.
You got to see Jupiter. You could see, like, three of the moons. And then there was other stars. And then we were... So, basically, we were looking at that. And that had to suffice for our astral entertainment for that evening. Because, like I said, the only time we heard, like, because there's a crowd there, every so often when our back was turned to the sky, we heard, oh! Which meant we had just missed one.
You turn that direction, and then you hear, oh, from behind you. You're like, fuck it.
Oh, man, that happened to Drew so many times. Like, at least 5 or 6, Caitlin and I would be like, oh! And Drew would be facing the exact wrong direction. What? Where? Like, sorry, dude, they don't last that long. They don't last turn around.
Turn around, Drew.
That was, I mean, an attempt was made, so, yeah. I'm going to Little Rock tomorrow, so if you guys need anything picked up from Little Rock, let me know.
Oh, can you get me some despair?
Sick burn, Tim. Sick burn.
I mean, more like, you know, Clinton memorabilia.
Oh, despair. He's from Arkansas.
he was the governor. It's where his library is.
I don't know shit about presidents.
Okay.
I know Obama was black. Is he still black?
Well, you're half right.
Last I checked.
Black enough.
And I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm blackity black, and I'm black, y'all.
I went to a football game.
Sports! Oh, yeah, and you yelled sports.
Yep.
What level? Was it professional?
Yeah, it was the Niners and the Cowboys. It was a preseason game.
Okay.
And my company has these box seats that they will... I'm sure they use them to schmooze clients or something. Mm-hmm. But for the preseason games that nobody cares about, they let us go. And we apparently... The box, like, right near ours is where the visiting team's owners will be. So the owner of the Dallas Cowboys was right near our box, and we could see him. And people who cared about that stuff were super excited. Except for this one guy who kept trying to flip him off, because I guess he's the reason the Raiders moved to Vegas. I don't understand how that works, but he seemed to, like, he had a little fold-out thing with a bunch, like, it was a fold-out corkboard and had string and, like, the articles pinned to it.
Was this a guy that's part of your group?
Yeah, I'm being funny. He didn't have a fold-out thing. Yeah. I was being funny.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, like, that's, you know, I don't know if you really want to go that far, buddy.
No, it just took a big old bite of that. Corkboard.
Like, but was he really trying to flip him off, though?
Yeah, that part was real.
That's what I mean. Like, that still seems like unwise.
Yeah, well, he was a guest of one of my coworkers, and she stopped him. She's like, get back over here.
She's like, hey, this is my fucking job, you idiot.
Hilariously, me and my wife were the only ones watching the game by the end.
Were they all watching the other guy?
No, a lot of them had left. They had stopped paying attention. They were in there, like, you know, getting more booze or the last of the food to take home. And I was like, guys, they're about to come back. They've been behind the whole game, and they are about to come back. You don't... Okay, nobody cares but me.
Did you even really care?
I mean, it was entertaining. I either wanted to see them come back or fail at it spectacularly. Either way, as I told Danelle, sports is actually interesting if you're not rooting for a particular outcome.
I remember one time me and you were watching the Super Bowl at Zach and Stephanie's place, and they... Like, it was actually a close game at the end, and, like, I was not on board until the end. I was like, oh, wait, this part's actually fucking exciting. Like,
exactly.
It was, like, one last play. Like, if, you know, if they got it, they would tie it up or won. No, I think they would have won. You're like, oh, shit, what's going to happen? I don't think they did it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's funny because, like, every year they give us one game that we get to go to, and someone goes, well, who'd they play last year? I'm like, pretty sure the Niners were there. Yeah, buddy, it's the nine that's there. Yes, they're always going to be there.
That's a given.
Look, here's what I know was there. It was me versus free food, and I won.
And yet lost.
It wasn't even close.
Not even.
It wasn't like, oh, is food going to make a comeback? No.
I don't know. Some of it was a little spicy. It made a comeback later.
Oh, not really. It was burgers and pizza and hot dogs. No, it was really spicy.
Tim had that shit.
Oh, and then we went to the beach boardwalk the day before yesterday. That was fun. I took the day off work.
Oh.
I hadn't been there since probably when we were in high school.
Did you scope out the fine ladies?
Sure.
Is it more of a younger crowd? Families?
It's a lot of families.
Okay.
Or at least it was on Friday. Well, then there are a lot of tweeners, or what do you call it? You know, the almost adults.
Young adults, late teens.
Because it was free concert night as well. But we skedaddled before that happened.
You don't want some free tunes, man. Some rock and roll music, man.
All right, football, beach, and meteors. That's the excitement in my week.
Neat. Going to Little Rock next week. Meteors. There was kind of some big family news this week. My in-laws are apparently, I don't know if it's semi-retiring or what exactly is going on, but they're kind of low-key moving here.
What?
Yeah. So this is something, I think you guys may be aware, this is something that's kind of been in the works for, like, literally as long as we've lived here. I think a year after we moved here, they came to visit us, and they met with a real estate agent and found a place, and they own a couple of rental properties as, like, investments in California, too. They decided to get one here. We're like, oh, okay, well, and then, like, kind of, it was implied but never stated that it was a, you know, then maybe someday we'll stay there kind of thing. So, like, not in so many words, but, like, that was kind of the implication.
And that someday is now.
Well, yeah, so over time they've actually bought a couple of other properties near-ish where we live. And the one that they bought most recently, and I can't remember, I think they've sold the original one, but I don't even remember. Because my in-laws are loaded like that.
I was going to say, like, how are you just buying properties? Yeah, they got some property in California, baby. Get some Georgia property, too.
Yeah.
We just buy, just walk by a neighborhood, need it, got it,
yeah.
Need it.
Yeah. they treat it like it's no big deal, but the place that they go and stay near a lake that they call the cabin is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house in a gated community near a lake.
That's a cabin.
It's it's a house. It's not made of, like, split logs.
It's not made of Lincoln logs.
No, it's a house. It's got, like, siding and shit. I mean, it is set up as, like, you know, kind of a vacation house. You know, it's like a big open space downstairs, you know, sort of like the kitchen leads directly into the dining area, leads directly into the living area. You know, it's not like a huge 3-bedroom, 2-bath, but it's still a lake house. It's not a cabin. they downplay stuff like that a bit, which, you know, I mean, like they don't act like, you know, rich snobs or anything like that. You know, they lead a, you know, modest upper middle class life. You know, they kind of don't let on how much money they have. They just own a shitload of property without mortgages on them.
We're not judging them, Andy. Just continue with your story.
Sorry. It's just like every so often I remember, like, yeah, that they're ballers. Like, but I forget that from time to time. And then it's like, hey, we're taking the family to Hawaii again. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah. You guys are a different income bracket than me.
You're doing all right for yourself, buddy.
I am. But, I mean, you know, I'm doing all right, but family still has some outrageous fucking expenses that take a bite out of that. Yeah, I mean, also, like, it's real clear, like, they don't judge me for being in a lower tax bracket than they are, like, at all, which is nice.
Apparently, you spend a lot of time thinking about this.
I don't really. It's just, like, there are times where stuff becomes really obvious. Like, not like they make it obvious or whatever, like, but there are times where, like, I become, like, aware of things, like, there were times, you know, several years ago when my wife wasn't working and I was not making nearly as much money as I had, where, like, we had to borrow money from them. And Caitlin's like, oh, let's borrow it from my parents. I'm like, I don't want to live on your parents' largesse. We need to figure out our budget and we need to, you know, we need to fix this. And for her parents, it was like, this is no big deal. So, yes, there have been a couple of times where, like, this has been a bigger deal in my life. But I haven't really talked about that. Which I guess now that it's less of a big deal and now that I feel more secure, I feel more comfortable talking about stuff like that. So that's why it's just kind of like verbal diarrhea right now. But anyways, yeah, so one of the places that they moved, forget all the fact that they're ballers. The important part is their renter had to leave early, like they got transferred for their job. So they're going to come out and visit us while Drew's off school in the middle of September for whatever his random fucking fall break is that they do. While still starting
school. Fall break?
Yeah, it's so they do the modified traditional thing, but it means like he leaves school right before Memorial Day and he is back in school like the very end of July or like August 1st or 2nd.
Sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's been back in school for a week and a half now. And it's still, I guess it's mid-August technically, but I'd still call this early fucking August, and he's been back in school for a week and a half, and that's ridiculous. But it also means, and I don't know how parents who don't have somebody staying at home, you know, like, that has sucked for us for a decade that we're single-family income. But at the same time, once Drew got into school, like, he's just going to be off a week in September, and then he's going to be off another week, like the whole week of Thanksgiving, he'll be off. And he'll be off a random week in February and another one in April. And I don't think there was one in October, but there may be. So it's like 5 weeks on, 1 week off, or 6 weeks on, 1 week off, or something like that. And it's... I don't get how my friends and neighbors actually put up with that shit. And they're like, well, you know, you get used to it and you send them off to camp or whatever, or, you know, you work from home more that week, or, you know, you make it work. Like, you know, I'll work from home two of the days. My spouse will work from home two of the days. And one day they'll go to like a special camp thing. Like, and how much does the camp cost? Oh, $100. It's no big deal. Like, oh yeah. Okay. Shit's expensive, yo.
Yes. If Danelle wasn't able to be home all summer, I'd be like, how are we doing this?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it does suck because a lot of times their breaks don't line up. So, like, Michael gets out on Christmas break before Danelle does. So we have to make arrangements for 1 week. Or their spring breaks don't align. Fortunately, they both get that whole Thanksgiving week off. That's it.
Yeah. Random, so that's a whole lot of shit. Crazy. But anyway, sorry, digression there. You led into it. You asked questions, Tim. Don't say you didn't want this.
Well, I just wanted to get to an interesting part, so I figured sometimes I have to seek it out on my own. Can't just go on the trail they gave me.
So they're going to come out like 2 weeks after the house is vacated, and they're
gay?
Oh, you. No, Tim.
Tim, you hurt me. You wound me. And they're actually like shipping stuff from California. So this isn't like they're going to move out and, you know, like sparsely furnish the place enough to, you know, like keep food there and have a place to sleep and then a place to sit upright instead of just lounging on the floor or whatever. They're actually, maybe it's like knickknacks they've put away that are like in boxes in the garage. Maybe it's like, you know, older, you know, keepsakes or whatever. But like they're actually moving part of their lives. They're moving. They're going to furnish this home. And I don't know if they're going back home, but they're going to be out here for Christmas. So, like, they may just be here from September to Christmas. I'm not entirely clear on what the... I don't know how much longer after that, either. I do know they're definitely going to be in that house for Christmas. I like it. Like, it's... So
you like your in-laws?
Yes, I do like my in-laws.
But there's other relatives that are related to them that you don't like?
No, I wouldn't say that there's other relatives that are related to them that I don't like. There's drama in that family.
Okay. I feel like there's been, like, political things. I can't remember whose family side it was on. That.
Oh yeah, her grandpa.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so she's got some family that's, you know, a bit on the, you know, liberal or libertarian or progressive side. And then her grandpa, who is like sharing memes about how Obama wasn't even born here. And like some of the emails that he was sending, like deep in the Obama era, early after we moved out here too. So like right after Obama was elected, just like patently racist, like the ones with like Obama with a bone through his nose and you know, like as a witch doctor or whatever. He kept emailing those things to Caitlin, like constantly. It was like multiple times a week she'd get these racist emails from her grandpa, and she just had to be like, you know what, grandpa, I love you, but seriously, take me off this list. And then yeah, there was other times where we would be visiting and somebody would make a very liberal statement to kind of poke the bear, and then like turn and look at me like what you gonna do with this new guy?
You're like, fuck you.
You're sitting there with your arm folded. I'm not swinging at these pigeons.
Well, no. Like, and it was like they were looking at me like join my side. Not like we're trying to set you up, but more like, oh, okay. We know Andy will bite. Like, we know Andy thinks the same way about this. And I would say something that, you know, is like maybe a bit more even-handed, a bit more like, you know, like moderate or whatever. But like still, like moderate was, you know, a four-letter word for her grandpa. So like he'd get pissed at me and storm off. Like, would you guys stop doing that?
Like, say it to Andy. Andy, argue about anything.
No, I was like, I was looking to like bridge the gulf between them. Like, you know what? I think he's got some good points. I think there's some good points here. And I think, you know, maybe we're talking past.
There were bad like, people on both sides.
No, not that. Because it wasn't like he would be saying like, you know, racist shit or something. Like that. It would be something like about, you know, taxes. I'd be like, I was like, you know what? No, like there's a good reason that we pay taxes. Like I am proud to pay my taxes. Do I want to pay all of my income to the government? No. Does anybody? Probably not many.
Yeah, I definitely don't. Although I do something, I'm like, I could pay more if it would help other people out. Like, but I also feel like I'm at a position where I can do that. Like, I feel like a lot of people are not.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the point of it. People are like, why is the taxes skewed more toward, like, people who are wealthier pay more? It's like, that's why. You have the room to help those other people.
Yeah. So the difference between having $0 and $5 is a lot different between the difference between having $1,000 and $1,005.
So true. So true. But I think it's just people, like, you know, get this, like, it's mine, I gotta hold on to it, I need it. And it's like, yeah, to a certain extent you do.
Yeah.
But it also, like, you know, I feel like it's also the lifestyle people choose sometimes where it's like, you could probably live differently, and maybe you wouldn't be as comfortable, but you'd be all right. Like,
or, you know, let's even look away from the whole, like, well, what else could I do with that money? It's like, well, what else is that money getting you? It's getting you educated neighbors. It's getting you, you know, people who are going to be able to have good jobs in the future and pay their own taxes. It's getting you, like, functional roads and police showing up when shit goes bad. And, you know, clean air and skies, people to pick up the trash. It's paying for all that shit. It's paying for, you know, making sure that, you know, when grandma and grandpa go into an assisted living facility, that someone's going and checking on that assisted living facility from time to time. And if it's fucking them over, that it will shut them down or make them change or whatever. Like, that's taxes aren't just like, you know, like there's not like, you know, Richard P. Tax and we're just giving him all that fucking money.
I like it. It's Dick P. Tax.
Middle name Peter.
No, P-E-E.
Oh, Dick P. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. So yes, like just don't talk politics with that side of the family. But no, there's other drama. Like, the fact that even though my in-laws were paying for a family trip to Hawaii, my brother-in-law and his wife and their two kids didn't go. Like,
why?
It's Hawaii. Well, you know, it's not a good convenient time. They said, you know, like any time between, you know, I think it was like mid-June and whenever Drew went back to school was fine with them. Well, that's not a great time for us. You got a 6-week window and a free trip to Hawaii. Figure it out.
Yeah, I could make some time for that.
Yeah, I think lots of people can.
I wonder if he couldn't get the time off work.
He's...
Or she.
Yes, they could. I mean, they made it like, no, well, you know, there's so much stuff going on or whatever. But he works for a college. So colleges, like your wife's job, largely shut down over the summer.
Like my wife.
I know for a fact that there are people working in colleges year-round.
Yes, and this is true. I mean, he does have stuff. There's recruiting stuff. There's, like, summer, you know, like, training stuff for his athletes. There's all sorts of stuff like that that goes on. But he also has underlings. He can also take other vacations through the year. He had a wide window to work with. It's not like there were competitions. Like, it's, oh, this is the week we're going to Hawaii. Oh, shit, I have a competition that my students are going to. It's, here's a six-week window. Oh, well, I don't think that's a good time for me.
So what do you think his real reason is?
I think his real reason is that there's grody feelings between his wife and my mother-in-law. You know, there's kind of some...
I'm sorry, fourth grade Andy. Did you just say grody feelings?
I did say grody feelings.
It's so grody.
No, it's grody with a D. Max. D. Anyways. So, yeah. Gonna have
Christmas. So they're coming here is what you're saying.
Gonna have Christmas at the in-laws this year without flying all the way to California, which will be cool. It'll also be cool because it means I won't have to clean up my house as much the next time they visit. we will have to clean up for the visit in September because before their house actually has furnishings in it, they're going to be staying with us. But I think their plan is, like, even like midway through that week to just move into that house if they've got enough furnishings there. So that'll be interesting. Because, with that, and with my aunt and uncle moving to Chattanooga, and, yeah, it's, like...
Todd, move back to California, Andy.
Yeah, it is. Haha, psych, tricked y'all.
Now you gotta stay in Atlanta, suckers!
I know what you do. You get them to buy a rental property somewhere here in the Bay Area, and then you just move into that.
So you probably jest. I'm sure if we really, like, wanted to or needed to, they would do that.
Good. Get it done.
You need to do it, Andy.
Do it.
Guys, do it. Guys.
Do it now!
Guys.
Do it.
They're moving across the country to come be with us, at least.
Wait. I know of a rental property that's available. It's a rental. You could rent out, Danelle's mom's old place.
There you go. Done and done.
Okay. It's got three bedrooms,
baths. You won't have a yard.
Access to a tennis court.
All right.
And two swimming pools.
All right.
Walking distance to a park.
Okay.
Which also has a soccer field.
Can they keep the cats?
Why am I really selling this?
Would I be renting this from Danelle's mom?
Essentially, yeah.
Could they keep the cats?
Oh.
Oh. I don't know.
There's a question.
I don't have that answer.
Don't spend a lot of time finding out, because...
It's not going to happen.
This isn't happening.
Yeah.
I don't know how far the office, your Bay Area office would be from Daniel's mom's
house. It's going to be a hell of a
commute. Not Daniel's mom's house. I don't know where that is.
It does start with a D, though.
So I know we've got an office in San Francisco somewhere.
Oh, also, cell phone reception is pretty shitty in the house.
Hmm. That would be a problem for me when working from home. Although I guess I could just do like the Google Voice thing.
Yes.
If this had any chance of actually happening.
Yes.
What? Who knows? Life is full of twists and turns.
No, we just spent like 20 minutes talking about how people are moving around. Oh, I guess we also have a Silicon Valley office somewhere. I don't know where it is in Silicon Valley, and it's kind of a big place.
Is it Silicon Valley?
No.
Do they wear clown noses like Patch Adams?
It's fucking
and then
not.
Lie to each other a lot, try to grift money.
Silly con.
Tim, don't be a fucking idiot. Come on.
I cannot help it. So, yeah, we did it.
We
talked about stuff. Noah, you didn't really get to talk about your week at all?
Saw some movies. They were decent.
Were you able to use MoviePass or was it all AMC?
AMC. I'm an AMC man now.
Did you ditch MoviePass?
I still have it. I don't know why.
I think I have this idea of like, oh, if Tim wants to go see a movie, then I can go see a movie with him. But I'm like, at a certain point, I could just pay for the movie.
True. Yeah.
I'm seriously thinking of jumping ship to Cinemia or whatever.
But I feel like the thing they have now is not so bad as what they were going to do. You know what I mean?
Well, it wouldn't be, except they're still blocking out a lot of showtimes.
Oh, I thought they weren't doing like that anymore.
Nope. That's still happening.
Oh.
Like, I went to look up Mission Impossible, like, nope, you still can't see Mission Impossible. Not that I haven't seen it already, but, and, like, Christopher Robin I can't see. And then even the showings, even the movies you can see, there's, like, okay, you can see one showing early in the day and one showing late in the day. What about all these showings in between? Those showings don't exist. No, but it says right here on the website, that's not the showing you're looking for. You're not a Jedi!
That's annoying. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I like boobs. Wait, what? Sorry, I switched stories. But
true. I like that too.
Shall we wrap it up?
Yes. Yes.
Or did Noah want to talk at length about some of those movies he saw?
No. I'll tell you what. I was going to say, what did I see? I saw Three Identical Strangers. I saw...
Oh, I've heard about that.
Eighth Grade.
Heard about that, too.
I saw another movie that I can't remember right now. Crap, what was that called?
That's Eighth a weird Grade. Name for
oh, me. Blindspotting.
So these are all like the indie ones.
Yeah, so I think, well, another reason that really sold me on the AMC is they have the Kabuki Theater in San Francisco. They have three AMC theaters in San Francisco, which I'm like, fuck, that makes it convenient. But the Kabuki is like independent films. So I just use, and I like that I can use all my things in one day. So I actually did that. I like went to the theater, and I just used all my tickets in one day.
And so how many you get a month?
You get three a week.
Whew, that sounds nice.
Yeah, I'm like, even, it's not fucking unlimited, but realistically, I wasn't seeing, well, not unlimited. I wasn't seeing one a day realistically. Like, three a week
right.
is probably more than, and, you know, it's twice as much, but still, I'm like, meh, like, it's still, see two movies, works itself out. Eighth Grade was really good, directed by Bo Burnham. Burnham?
Yep. Yeah. I heard good things about that.
I enjoyed it. It was mostly, like, light and seemed awkward, seemed well done, seemed realistic. Blindspotting was okay. Like, it was amazing. I didn't hate Three Identical Strangers. I just don't think I was as enamored with it as everyone else seems to be.
Like, the concept seems interesting. I don't see how the payoff can... Like, I don't see... Once you know the concept, I don't see how... I mean, I guess it's possible. I don't see how the narrative can live up to the setup.
Well, so there's a whole other element of, like, the reason why they were separated.
Oh, I see.
And they explore that in the other half of the movie. And spoilers. I guess I just didn't think it was that compelling. And also, like, I think I'm not as blown away by coincidences as other people are because I realize they happen way more often than we think they do. I mean, it's kind of a crazy story, but it's also like, shit like this happens all the time. I'll tell a story. I was at a park with a friend going on a hike, and I was telling my friend about the last time I was at this park that I was hanging out with this other friend who had since moved to Boston. Didn't even live in the area anymore. And right after I say this, that other person walks up. In the same park. My friend was the same day was wearing a t-shirt that said so cool. I go and have dinner with a different friend in the evening wearing the exact same sweatshirt. Right, it was a sweatshirt that said so cool. Exactly the same. I'm like, shit happens all the time.
That's bad writing.
Especially to you though, Noah. Like that's kind of your superpower. Like you'll just be at an airport and someone random show up there.
That was pretty fucking weird where I was just like, oh yeah, last time I was with my friend. You know, she's moved to Boston now. Wait, there she fucking is right there.
Well, I'm back, eh? Yeah. Well, that was my Boston accent.
That sounded Australian. And I saw The Meg, which, if you know what you're in for, I think you will enjoy it.
I mean, I know what I'm in for, and I don't want to see it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, sorry, if you know what you're in for, and that is something that you want.
Yes. That's a bigger if there.
It was something I wanted, and it was free. Well, not free, but, you know, one of my tickets. I was like, yeah, I would go see that. That was a fun movie. Jason Statham used to be a diver.
A what?
A professional diver. Jumping off a diving board.
I thought you meant like diver, like snorkeling.
Yeah, that's why I clarified. Anyways, what were you going to say?
Side note, the Sharknado movies make an insane amount of money.
Like how much?
Like hundreds of millions. I'm like, how? They're not in theaters. Where are they making this money?
Advertising,
and they have like these tiny little budgets of like $4 million.
I mean, there's a whole movie industry based off of that, right? We're just making
it's
these
crazy.
I mean, but I think they knew who the audience was, and they sold to them, and people were like, yes.
Like, there's a sixth one coming out, or seventh. I can't remember. The number's very high.
Higher than you feel it should be.
Yes.
Like, I think
how many
higher
times
than
can
common
this freak weather phenomenon happen? What, Andy?
Higher than common decency says should be allowed.
Exactly.
I've only watched, like, I think the first two. I mean, I can't say those movies are generally my wheelhouse, but my friend Emily was having a bad day, and I was like, yeah, and she's really into shark movies. I was like, yeah, you want to go see The Meg? I'm like, I'll go see. I mean, I don't know if I would have saw my own, like, maybe if I was like, I got nothing better to do.
I'm surprised you didn't go with The Spy Who Dumped Me. That sounds good.
I suggest reviews. That to you, Tim, and you said no.
Oh, because Danelle wants to see it.
Oh, okay. Emily
so
we also
going
saw
either
that
Monday or Tuesday.
And said it was funny.
Who saw it?
Emily.
Never heard of her.
Yeah. I mean, I'll see it. I want to see American Klansman. That's what I want to see.
Black Klansman.
That one. For some reason, I keep thinking of America KKK, which is an Ice Cube album, and mm-hmm. I keep confusing the two.
Because they spell it with an extra K in between black and Klansman, so it says KKK in the middle of it.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
That's what's screwing you.
That's all I got.
All right, I'm tapped.
Me too.
My Blithered Blather reserves are empty for another week.
Yay!
Stop your blither blathering.
Okay, all right.
Don't blither and blather.
We thought it was done.
Blither blather. Oh,
no, it keeps
la, 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 la.
Pulling us back in.
Oh boy.
Just when you think you're out, I pull you back in.
Okie dokie.
All right. what should you not trust? What should you not trust?
That's what we're waiting for you to answer.
I don't know. Oh, don't trust there to not be a long line in something new that opened up in San Francisco.
All right.
We have a new transit center that opened up next to Salesforce building.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a park on top. And the line to get there was fucking long. And I was like, all right, I will just wait. This park is not going anywhere. I'm not that interested.
We spent millions of dollars on it. It's open for a day, and then we're closing it.
And it wasn't even finished. Like, the whole trench didn't even finish. I mean, granted, there's a lot of big stuff, but, like, just walking around, I'm like, look, they're still doing construction right there. That wall's got a hole in it. Is this the grand opening? Doesn't really look very grand.
Grand opening, grand closing.
It's a little Jay-Z line.
It is.
Are you done jibber-jabbering?
I'm done jibber-jabbering.
All right. All right. Not today, actually, seeing meteors.
Damn it, I was going to do that.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. You got it first. What else do I hate this week? This week, I hate that my family won't just go away and let me stream all of the content that I want to. Like, they're just fucking always here.
I mean, you could ignore them.
I could. I could, but they start to complain.
What you need to start doing now, Andy, is building a secret little room that you can watch movies in, and you just hide for like a day or two, and they'll get worried. They'll call the cops. Like, can't find her husband. But then they'll pop out a day later, like, I'm doing Black Mirror. Hey, guys, I'm back.
I have that room, Noah. It's called the bathroom. It's my duke.
They know where that room is. It's got to be a room they don't know about.
But it's got a lock on it, and a fan drowns out the noises from outside.
It's got to be like a room where if you look at the room, you're like, something's not matching with the shape. But if you don't look closely, they won't figure it out.
Although, ditching your family to watch something on a tiny screen is kind of the opposite of the message of most of the Black Mirror episodes.
What?
What?
You think?
No. No. Maybe.
Oh, what else do you hate?
Donald Trump.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast.
Oh, man. When member of his cabinet is being accused of, was it embezzling or stealing? Something. Like, $100 million plus. Like any other presidency, people would be up in arms. And that one, that was just another data point that week. Like, oh, yeah, of course he stole money because we put him in charge of money.
Well, and then he made it to an affair that no one asked him about. Right? Is that what we're talking about?
No. The admit to affair that no one asked about was, I think that you're thinking of Rick Gates. That's the Paul Manafort trial that's going on right now.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
Because he also stole money.
Yes, he also stole money from the other dude. Yeah, that is the guy who's on trial. So like he turned state's evidence against his old boss and admitted to, in addition to working with his old boss to, like, embezzle money and to hide money and to lie on taxes and to get loans approved that shouldn't have been and pay for play and like a whole bunch of other stuff. He also admitted that he had an affair because the defense was going to come after him. Or maybe he only admitted that once the defense came after him. But he also admitted to embezzling money from his boss, like filling out expense reimbursement that was like way over what he should have been reimbursed. Because the prosecution knew that would be immediately used against him to be like, this guy's a liar. He was stealing from his boss. And his boss wasn't the guy who was lying on the taxes. It was really this guy the whole time. Which is why they had like a bunch of other people before him and after him being like, no. Manafort did all this shit. Look at this. Look at that. Here's the paper trail. Here's his signature. Here's, you know, him buying the stuff. Here's him emailing people telling them, you know, this tax bill is too high and they got to find a way to fix that. So, yeah, as one guy is on trial, another guy is being accused of embezzling like $120 million or some shit like that.
That's a lot of money.
Just another day of the worst presidency ever in my lifetime.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So Wilbur Ross is the Commerce Secretary. So cabinet level position in charge of commerce, accused of stealing $120 million. Just like the Education Secretary hates public education. The guy in charge of HUD hates black people and poor people, even though he's black.
I mean, I don't know if that means anything.
Both of the people who are in charge of the EPA hate clean air and water.
I mean, they're overrated.
Like, I'm waiting for it to come out that they're both trying to dismantle the EPA before they personally get sued, because like that is the level of graft going on here.
And the guy in charge of the Department of Energy said he was going to cut if he had won the presidency a couple of years back.
Yes,
there were three departments of the government he was going to eliminate. The Department of Energy was one of them. However, he couldn't remember it because it's that unimportant to him.
Yep. So let's give it to him so he can forget to shut it down.
Yep. That's a week.